It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 summertime. Books and
it is almost summertime in Wisconsin, and that makes me very happy. How about you? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 1st, and this is our June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. It's when I ask you to recommend a recreational activity or an event of any sort that's taking place in your community. You can plug one of your favorite things to do and maybe turn on some others to a recreational pursuit or cultural opportunity in your town. And I do try to follow up on some of your suggestions each month. And go to your town. What's on your travel and leisure itinerary in June? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Joining me today, as he does at the end or the beginning of every month, is travel writer Gary Knowles, who puts together a list of events going on in Wisconsin that you might want to check out. It's posted on our website and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you, and it's great to see summer starting so early, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, and I wish the weather was cooperating a little bit more today. Anyway, it'll get better again this
weekend.
It'll
get there.
Yeah, it will. But you know, unofficially, we kicked off summer with the Memorial Day weekend, of course, and I'm really looking forward to summer. I love summer. There's just so much going on, and your event sampler shows that just the first 2 weeks of June, jam-packed.
It really is, and you know, every year it seems to get more and more packed. Of course, you know, June is the dairy month traditionally in Wisconsin, and so the whole month is kind of festooned with all kinds of dairy events and dairy breakfasts and things like that, which are always fun. And so that's just the beginning of it, though. But you know, like you say, we are jam packed. But it's dairy month, so you got to moo, you know.
You got to moo. Well, speaking of moo or motion, you're going to an event in Mineral Point this weekend that you look forward to.
Yeah, on the Saturday, they have kind of one of the zaniest parades in Wisconsin down there. And it's called Art in Motion, which is really kind of a nice title for it. But it's, you know, the artists and all the people in the community. And actually, Joy, if you care to, you're welcome to come down and be in the parade too, however you would like to.
Am use I supposed your creativity. To dress up in something?
Well, yeah, you can dress up. You can. What they really encourage is for people to decorate their cars if they want to.
Oh, okay.
And or last year, a couple of artist friends down there took shopping carts and decorated them and came down through the parade.
How about my bike?
Your bike would be fine.
Okay.
It'd be fine. Yeah, and a lot of, you know, it's kind of children of all ages, as they say. And, you know, there were some young people in the parade last year who did a Chinese dragon that they made. It was really kind of neat. And others, though, who just kind of let their imaginations run wild. And then there was a truck. A truck came by with a couple of gals in the back, belly dancers. And so it's a little bit of everything down there.
So this is in Mineral Point on Saturday.
Saturday, 4 o'clock, and then it's gallery night after that. So I think I'm going to go down, catch the parade, and then probably scoot around the galleries down there as well.
Sounds really good. You know, I know that you you are, of course, Gary, you know this. You're a travel writer, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. You are a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and I understand you had a piece recently in the Chicago Sun-Times.
The Sun-Times does a special seasonal publication comes out, and they had a summer edition that came out, and so I had actually three articles in there. One of them kind of talking about interesting Wisconsin foods that you can eat, and you know, of course, everybody knows cranberries and apples and cheese are big, but you know, if you get up to Bayfield, the whitefish liver is kind of a local delicacy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, not all of them are as appealing a sounding as the others. And then another article I had in there was about Madison, kind of land of the free. This is a city, Madison, as you know, where you can not spend very much money if you don't want to and still have a really good time. And so I kind of had a list of those, as well as, you know, we picked out some of the big events coming up in the state and kind of highlighted those things as well.
Well, what give us what is one of the free things we can do in Madison here in the land of the free?
Well, you know, one of the things that I mentioned that doesn't get mentioned very much, you know, the Civil War is being celebrated, the anniversary of it, the sesquicentennial, 150th anniversary. And Madison has some Civil War connections that a lot of people, I mean, if you're in town, you kind of get it. Camp Randall, you know, is not just about football. It originally was a Civil War training ground. And up in the cemetery just off of Monroe Street, there is a Union cemetery in there. And the northernmost Confederate cemetery in the United States is in Madison.
Of all things, Gary, I visited that for the first time last year.
Did you really?
There was
okay.
some event going on that that pointed this out, and so we went over there to check that out. Yeah.
And of course, you know, if you go to the Veterans Museum, they have an outstanding exhibit of Civil War history. So that was one example of some of the things. Of course, we have all these free museums. One of the things that I did about a week ago that I really have to recommend, I don't even think I put it on the calendar again, went to the glass exhibit at the Chazen Museum, which is absolutely sparkling. It's a great exhibit of some of the art that's been produced, a lot of it by students of Harvey Littleton, who was a university professor who really revived the art glass movement. But if you get a chance, go to the Chazen. It's a free show and a great, great exhibit.
Well, that does. That sounds good. Well, this weekend, I'm trying to decide what to do. We have competing interests in my household. And one of the things, though, that looks promising to me, and it's something my husband really wants to do because he loves to bike and he loves to hike, is that there is a tour of the Horicon Marsh going on this, I think, on Saturday, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's the Tour de Marsh, they call it up there. And it's for, you know, you can go up and you can bike it. I think there's a driving tour and certainly a walking tour as well. And, of course, with the promise of many birds. And the birds are the thing up there. And, you know, and it's a great, great opportunity to go up and see some wildlife and get out in nature.
Yeah, I think it's going to warm up a little bit tomorrow, maybe in the low 70s. So that sounds good. Then isn't it free Trails Day as well?
It's National Trails Day, and a lot of Wisconsin state parks and trails are celebrating that as well. Yeah, and it's a free day, June 2nd. Tomorrow will be the National Trails Day. And, you know, I know that Jacksonport up in Door County is having kind of a special walk through Whitefish Dunes State Park.
And, that would be nice.
Of course, you can do that any day, but it's always kind of fun to do it. And, it's a good time to get out and enjoy these things. And actually, this weekend, the 2nd and 3rd, is free fishing weekend. So you can fish without a license. I hate to even say that because I know licenses are normally required here. But this is the weekend where it's free fishing weekend. And you can go out and fish without a license. So
interesting. I haven't gone fishing for I don't know how long.
Well,
but maybe this is the weekend.
Get the rod out.
Yeah. We are talking about some of the many fun events taking place across the state this June, and we invite you to tell me where to go for a great summer getaway. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And while you're on Facebook, you can check out Gary's list of things to do in June that he put together for us. And you can also take a look at the photo. Where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet? We have the WPR magnet somewhere in Wisconsin, and take a look at that photo. Post your guest at the end of the show. We'll randomly select a winner from all of the correct answers and send the winner a WPR auto magnet.
That magnet gets around, doesn't it?
It does. And I know, Gary, that you took and have been taking photos of the magnet in many of your travels, and we have some of your photos to come in the near future. But again, if you have an event happening or would like to recommend something going on that you like to do in June, it doesn't have to be a formal event. Maybe it's just an activity that you like to take part in. Let us know. For this June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for today. It's going to be sunnier in western Wisconsin, a little cloudier in the eastern part of the state with a slight chance of showers in the east. Highs today will be in the 50s and 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers in far northern Wisconsin. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and mild. There is a chance of rain later on in the day. Highs tomorrow in the 60s and 70s. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
So what are you looking forward to doing this summer? Summer is officially, or I should say unofficially, underway, and we are talking about the many fun things that are going on in Wisconsin in June. What's on your itinerary? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Elise on Facebook suggests that we check out a breakfast on the farm. Well, that sounds good, Gary, since it's June Dairy Month, huh?
It's really one of the neat things about June is that almost every county, I think, and probably two in some, have these breakfasts on the farms, usually on a Saturday morning, some on Friday, where a local farm will usually host the whole breakfast affair, and you can go and they, you know, it's always eggs and pancakes, and sometimes the Department of Agriculture brings out this huge frying pan. There's almost always a petting zoo, lots of stuff for kids to do if they've never been out to a farm, and there's a list of them online that you can go to and find out where they are, and throughout the month you could actually go to a bunch of them. And it's dairydaysofsummer.com. Look at the farm breakfast section, and they have almost every one of them listed there, I think.
Sounds really good. Are there going to be any whitefish livers at any of these?
I've never heard of whitefish livers being served at a dairy breakfast because I don't know that there's any cows in
the water. No, there's no dairy there. No, I still can't get over that. Anyway, have you ever had those? Are they good?
Oh, yeah. Actually, they're a delicacy they say that the this commercial fishermen up in the Bayfield area, they used to save them for themselves. They wouldn't even sell them. And then somebody at a restaurant up there, Grunky's Inn, I believe it was, found out about it, and they started preparing and offering them as a specialty, and the word spread, and now you can get them at Grunky's has them. I know Maggie's sells them at Maggie's restaurant up there. The Rittenhouse Inn has a specialty that they sell. So, yeah, you can get whitefish livers in the area. They haven't been exported beyond Bayfield yet, I don't think. but it's definitely a delicacy there. If you like liver, it's a more delicately flavored liver than chicken liver. So.
You just got back from a trip to Madeline Island.
Yeah, we were up there last weekend and had a great time. They had a wine tasting at the Inn and Pub up there, and it's always a good one because they get the wine merchants to bring in some really good stuff, and it's a benefit for the arts community up there. So it's always a lot of fun. We had a great time. My wife May walked the Casper Trail, which is a nature trail that goes through the woods, and so that was really good. Had a great time up in Madeline.
Sounds good. And speaking of walking, Matthew in Madison has a suggestion. Hi, Matthew.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Are you you're going to go on a walking tour?
Yes. I was saying how last summer when Borders was closing, I found one of those books in like the Wisconsin section, and it was this little small book called Walking Tours of Wisconsin, and it's a lot of small towns, both down here in the Madison area and up north too, that have a lot of older buildings, like old Masonic temples and old architecture. And basically, you walk along, and the book kind of just tells you about the buildings as you see them, and it's a great way to get exercise and be outside. And you can kind of finish up the day with a dinner in one of the local diners, and it's a nice day trip or weekend activity for sure.
I think that's a great idea,
man. You know who wrote the book?
No, I don't. My ex has a book, so I don't have any more of the information on it.
So you're just wandering now.
Yeah. I'm now lost. You know, I need somebody to lead me again. So, I know it's one of those things that you can probably find on Amazon. I think we got it for like $4 on sale.
Okay.
But it has probably 20 or so little small towns, like Mineral Point and that kind of stuff, just have tons of information about, you know, even like little trails there too, and like just like, you know, buildings and everything like that.
I'll have to look for it.
That really does sound like a nice book. And you're right. You probably don't have to have the book to do a walking tour of your town or another town. That sounds really, and then to be able to have a little meal at a restaurant.
Oh yeah. I know there's a couple of books out there. Ann Haddis did a book a few years ago about small towns in Wisconsin, and I don't think it was designed as a walking tour book, but it really has a lot of the kind of information you're talking about. And then a real prolific Wisconsin writer, Mart Hintz from Milwaukee, had done one on hiking Wisconsin, but I thought that was more of a hiking book. So there's a lot of stuff out there, but that sounds like one I haven't seen, and I'm going to look for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember our guest's name correctly. Kevin Rivalinski?
Kevin has done some good books on Wisconsin.
He did a walking tour one. Yeah, so
yeah,
that's a great idea, Matthew. Thank you so much. Walking. You do a lot of car tours, don't you, Gary?
We do a lot of driving, and we have an annual convertible tour that comes up in August. It's called the Open Air Classic, and this year it's going to be based up in Manitowoc. We'll be up in that area August 16th to the 19th, and about 200 convertibles touring the Manitowoc, the Wisconsin Riviera, we call it up there, the lakeshore up into Door County and kind of down in the Sheboygan area, and having a great tour up there.
In fact, your book, we don't plug it every time you're on, is the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Trips.
Yeah, I put together that because Wisconsin is just loaded with so many incredibly good roads for driving, and so it's 30 tours that are loop tours, so any one of them you could pretty much take and spend a day. You can do most of them in a day, or if you really do them right, you can spend a good long weekend doing every one of them too.
And while you're touring those towns on that, you're going to stop and check out the downtown and have a bite to eat or whatever.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. No, that's really something that you've got to do.
You know, the readers to Huffington Post have voted as one of the most beautiful road trip routes in the country, the Great River Road Scenic Byway.
Yep.
So that's is that along the Mississippi?
Yeah, that's essentially Highway 35 in Wisconsin. It kind of runs pretty much from down in the Cassville area, Cassville, Prairie du Chien, kind of all the way up to Hudson. And that's the Great River Road, although in Wisconsin, we kind of like to think of the Great River Road kind of continuing from there up along the St. Croix River. And, to be honest about it, Minnesota, on the other side of the river, has some of the best views of Wisconsin, because you look across and you look back.
You see the better state.
Yeah. That's right. You can see those. You can see the great Wisconsin bluffs. But really, between Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northeast Iowa, really some of the greatest drives along the Mississippi River are right over in that area. And you talk about small towns, some beautiful little small towns, Alma, Wisconsin. It has one of the longest main streets, I think, in any small town in the state. And there's a little park there called Buena Vista Park, and it's a town park up behind Alma. And it's about 500 feet high bluff, and you go up on top. Really, one of the best views of the Mississippi is right from up there.
You told me about a little town on the Mississippi that is one of the best small towns in America. Is it Stockton or something like that?
Well, there's Stockholm is
Stockholm,
up there.
Stockholm.
Yeah, it's really a neat mm-hmm. Stockholm is a neat place, and they've got a great pie place up there too. I know everybody loves Osseo and the Norske Nook, and I agree. I was out setting up a route one day and happened to drive all the way over to the Mississippi from there, and Stockholm has this pie place that you don't want to miss. You can't miss it. It's such a small town. But if you see the pie place, stop. It's great.
Let's go to Evelyn in Clayton. Hi, Evelyn. What do you have in store?
Good morning, Joy. I'd like to tell everybody about Clayton Fest, which is in the town of Clayton, Winnebago County, We're located 8 miles west of Neenah, just off Winnebago County Road II. It's our 11th annual event. We have a parade starting at noon. The noon whistle starts us off. We are featuring, again, collector tractors. Our motto in the town of Clayton is Touch of Country. We are going to be featuring the dairy and dessert bar, which includes home-baked pie with ice cream, a snack shack, the tractor show, petting zoo, children's games with bouncies, the silent auction. Clayton Winchester Fire Department and first responders will have rescue demos and fire department demos. We have music starting at 2 p.m. till midnight, the Redfish Band.
We missed the date of this, Evelyn.
Saturday, June 9th.
Oh, it's a week from this Saturday.
Yeah, then. All right. A week from this Saturday, June 9th. And you had me at the pie and ice cream, so.
Well, this sounds like a good one.
I'm looking forward to that because we've got some delicious pie bakers here in the town of Clayton.
Thank you so much.
That sounds like a really good
one. I love
one.
That Clayton Clayton Fest is going to have a tractor parade.
Yeah, well, and you can tell it's summer when the tractors come out, you know.
I love
and
that.
And it's always a lot of fun.
A touch of country. And Wisconsin has so many wonderful communities, and that's one of your favorite things, Gary, are these kind of really fun local festivals.
Well, that's what I like is that, you know, you can pull up to a stop sign in these little places, and, you know, if you spend more than a couple of seconds sitting there looking right and left, somebody's going to come up to you, the local self-appointed chamber of commerce person, and they're going to tell you, they're going to ask, well, are you looking for something, you know? And if you say, well, I don't know where to go, they'll spend the next half hour telling you a bunch of good places.
Well, we will talk about lots of places to go in Wisconsin in June. This is the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, who is our monthly contributor to these programs. He's a travel writer. He's here with his list of some recommended events to attend in Wisconsin in June. And we welcome your recommendations, too. 1-800-642-1234 after we check the news. This is the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and we are talking about the many fun things to do in Wisconsin in June, and we'll get to more of your calls in just a moment. The Apostle Islands have been a favorite summertime destination for more than 100 years. Hotels and summer cottages sprang up to accommodate tourists drawn to the wild beauty of Lake Superior. Commentator Jim Feldman tells us about the human and natural history of one of these magical islands.
Most visitors to Sand Island disembark into a grassy clearing in the middle of the island's East Bay. From this clearing, visitors have a choice of three trails. Each trail has a different destination, and each tells a different story. These trails provide some of the best places I know of to contemplate the human place in nature. The Northern Trail winds through a field of wildflowers to a red sandstone lighthouse. The lighthouse was built in 1881 to guide ships from the open waters of Lake Superior into the shelter of the Apostle Islands. Like all lighthouses, Sand Island Light evokes stories of lonely lighthouse keepers, ferocious storms, and disastrous shipwrecks. The trail to the center of the island runs into the site of the Noring Farm, the last year-round residence on an island once home to a community of Norwegian fishermen and farmers. Not much remains of the farm, just some abandoned equipment and a pile of moldering boards. The southernmost trail once served as the county road. The rusted bodies of two cars sit off to the side of the trail, their upholstery long since rotted away, and their wheels three-quarters buried in the mud. The ruins of a one-room schoolhouse, once the center of the island community, lie in the woods to the west of the trail. The school closed in 1928, and 50-year-old trees now grow through its crumbling foundation. With each passing year, the ruins become harder to see. All of these stories are embedded in the Sand Island landscape. The word that best describes what is happening on Sand Island is rewilding. Wildness is returning to this place, but in ways constantly shaped by our past and ongoing choices about how to use and value nature. Between 1870 and 1945, fishermen, farmers, and tourists created a community on the island. They built homes, lives, and landscapes. They also created the stories still evident in the island's ruins, trails, and fields. But as the settler generation aged, few of their children chose to remain on the isolated island. The declining fortunes of the Lake Superior fishery forced other islanders to leave. The houses and fishing shacks fell into disrepair. In an effort to protect island environments, but also to stimulate tourism, the state of Wisconsin and the National Park Service began managing the Apostle Islands in the 1960s. Part of what makes the Sand Island landscape so evocative to me is the way that it turns our typical story of human interaction with nature on its head. Forests reclaiming once cultivated fields and trees growing through abandoned foundations seem to indicate that nature, not civilization, is on the offensive. I visit Sand Island to explore both its wildness and its rich history. Places like Sand Island demonstrate that not every act in nature is one of degradation, and that wild nature can thrive in places once thoroughly modified by people. But Sand Island also reminds me that our choices have consequences. Everywhere I look, I can see how we changed this place, and how our choices have shaped the ways that wildness has returned. Recognizing these long-term consequences lets us better predict the legacies that our own choices will leave. It will also help us better protect the places that we cherish.
Commentator Jim Feldman is the author of A Storied Wilderness, Rewilding the Apostle Islands, and an associate professor of history and environmental studies at UW Oshkosh. Wisconsin Life is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, supporting programs that use history, culture, and discussion to strengthen community life for everyone in Wisconsin. You can listen to other Wisconsin Life pieces at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, June 1st, and this is the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are talking about all the fun things to do in Wisconsin in June, all the fun, the food, the fairs, the festivals, whatever the case may be, and we welcome your recommendations. What are you looking forward to doing in June? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, where you will find Gary Knoll's list of things that he has found that are going on in Wisconsin in June. Gary is Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, and he is also contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Comes in at the end or at the beginning of every month. Lots of callers, Gary, so let's go right to the phones. Dan in Drummond is with us. Hello, Dan.
How are you doing?
Pretty
good.
It just so happens
that I got in front of me the Big Top Chautauqua season schedule. Just some of the stars that are going to be up there this year, they have on June 27th, Emmy Lou Harris.
Ooh, she's good.
Oh, yeah.
On June 30th, they're supposed to be having Glenn Campbell up there.
Oh, yeah, he's got Alzheimer's and is on a last tour,
yeah, this
I
is
think.
His farewell tour, I think.
Yeah.
And on August 4th, they have Mary Chapin Carpenter.
All sorts of great people. Dan, are you, do you go to Big Top?
I try to get up there. Usually what I go for is, it'll be on September 7th, and that's Riders in the Sky.
Oh, that is a fantastic group, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's good old Western music.
I love Big Top Chautauqua. I've only been there once, but that sounds like a wonderful thing to do again. And that's just outside of Bayfield, isn't it?
It's just south of Bayfield, up on Mount Ashwa Bay, overlooking beautiful Lake Superior.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan. That's a fun thing to do in the summer. Look forward to trying to get one of those shows. That Glenn Campbell one might be a nice one.
Glenn Campbell's good. You know, they've got one coming up in June that I wish I could make it. I don't think I'm going to. I think it's June 15th. Trampled by Turtles is going to be there. They are a new, incredibly popular bluegrass group out of Duluth. They're playing the Newport Festival this year. I think All Songs Considered may have them on there. But this is a group that's up and coming. And if you want to, actually, they're probably almost sold out for that one, I think.
Trampled by Turtles.
Trampled by Turtles, yeah.
Hey, Bill, see if you can find a song by Trampled by Turtles, and we'll take a listen into a break or something.
Great stuff.
I would love to. You know what I'm going to see, who I'm going to see on June 15th? I'm almost embarrassed to say this. It's going to be at in Green Bay at the Rush Center, and it's Barry Manilow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes those are the best things you ever do. I once was invited to go to a Liberace show, And I thought, oh, my God, I just had to drag May along with me. We went to it. It was one of the most fabulous presentations I've ever seen, ever in my life. I mean, Liberace was fantastic.
I bet. Well, I have a friend who's a huge Barry Manilow fan. I have to admit, I mean, it's not like I don't like or hated the guy or anything, but he wouldn't be the first concert I'd choose to go to. But because a friend was so excited, all right, we'll do it. Yeah, so we're going to go see Barry.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah, and maybe Bill can pull out Coca Cabana. Let's go next to Tiffany in Spring Green. Hi, Tiffany. What are you looking forward to in June?
Well, I'm looking forward to the opening of another season of American Players Theater on June 16th. We've got 12th night opening over here. And just want to invite everyone to come down to one of the greatest outdoor theaters in the country.
Absolutely is.
Yeah. Is there a particular production that you're looking forward to the most, Tiffany?
I'm not sure. I actually work at American Players Theater, so I'm kind of...
You're there for all
producing.
Of them.
I am. I have about three of them in my shop right now, actually.
Well, that sounds great. Players Theater is just a real gem. It really is.
Yeah, really. And, you know, getting down to Spring Green anytime is a lot of fun. A lot of good stuff to do down there.
And, yeah, you can. You can have a picnic before the play and just bring some mosquito repellent if need be.
good idea. If you're going to be outside anywhere in Wisconsin, that's always a good idea.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tiffany. I think I will. I try to catch. It's been many years, actually, since I've been to... APT. Yeah, you know, I also like catching plays outdoors in Door County. They have the Peninsula Players and they have the American Folklore Theater there. That's fun.
A lot of good stuff around the state.
Yeah. Let's go to Ellen in Waupun next. Hello, Ellen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to make mention of the Celebrate Waupun Festival this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. A lot of music. There's a lot of children's activities, and we're the City of Sculptures. There's sculpture tours, and, of course, the Tour de Marche is mentioned also, and a breakfast on Saturday morning, and just a lot of events going on.
Oh, very nice. So, the City of Sculptures, you, Gary, took a picture of the WPR magnet on one of the most famous sculptures.
Right. It's the, is it called the End of the Trail, the Last Trail?
Correct. End of the Trail.
It's really, that's, yeah. And I don't know if you've ever used that one. Have you used that one
already? You know what? We did not use it because I took a picture of the magnet on that same statue.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so that's the only reason why we didn't use that one. But, yeah, Waupun, beautiful sculptures, and it sounds like a lot of fun things to celebrate this weekend. So it's going on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And, the Tour de Marche is in nearby Horicon,
I
guess.
You could probably do both of those.
Yeah, sounds very good. Well, speaking of the WPR auto magnet, it is there's a different photo with the auto magnet in a different location today. You can go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and check out where in Wisconsin is the WPR auto magnet. We will randomly select a winner from all of the correct answers. We'll do that after the show today. Get in touch and send the winner a WPR auto magnet. And these are now becoming a very limited edition. We have enough to last through the summer, and that might be it. So check out that contest and check out Gary Knoll's list of events that he has put together for us for the month of June, and call us with your suggestions or your questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's check our weather forecast. It's going to be sunnier in the west today, cloudier in the east, with a slight chance of showers. Highs will be in the 50s and 60s. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and let's go to break listening to a little bit of your Trampled by Turtles band that you like. And wait a minute, they're going to be playing?
I think it's June 15th at Big Top Chautauqua.
All right, let's take a listen. Bill says they play, they have a mean fiddle going here.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainville, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey,
this is the June edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and we are talking about the many fun events taking place across the state in the month of June. And we invite you to join in at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Gary, we have lots of callers and emailers. People are looking forward to fun things to do in June.
It's summertime.
Yeah,
it's
summer,
you know?
Summertime. And you're looking forward to the Badger State Games.
Badger State Games. Yeah, I'm glad to see it's reviving. And, you know, it's one of the great amateur sports festivals in the country that it kind of came into some tough times for a couple of years, but they're reviving it up in Wausau for the most part. There are like a dozen sports they're going to be doing June 16th to the 26th. They run archery, bowling, disc golf, duathlon is a new one, golf, horseshoes, martial arts. So, and the neat thing is anybody can join in. I actually played in the golf competition one year, and I got a participation medal.
Oh, that sounds like thanks for trying.
Yeah, well, it was. And that's kind of my golf game. But it's really a lot of fun, and everybody can get involved.
And when is that again?
That is June 16th to the 26th, and we've got information on our calendar about how to register if you care to sign up for it and things like that. So that would be kind of fun to do, I would say. The other thing that I was going to mention is coming up this weekend is starting tonight, the Festival of Beer. And I don't want to miss that one in Kohler, but they've got some incredible beers they're bringing in from around the country. And they've got things like a Cheers to Beers evening tasting going on.
Cheers to Beers.
Cheers to Beers. And then they have a beer breakfast. So for beer fans out there, I didn't want to leave them out of this and let them know about the Kohler Festival of Beer. So
sounds good. Well doing. On my itinerary tonight, we are going to go to the Capital Brewery in Middleton, and we are going to go to their beer garden.
Great place.
And listen to a local band and enjoy a nice Friday evening starting at about 6 o'clock tonight. Main Street Wisdom is the name of the band, and we're going to listen to that.
They're
so
a good
be fun.
Group. They're playing all over the place, southwest Wisconsin especially, and southern Wisconsin.
Rick in Elkhart Lake called, and he wanted to know, when is the Energy Fair in Stevens Point taking place? Well, we looked it up, Rick, and it is June 15th through the 17th. It's at the Midwest Renewable Energy Association grounds in Custer. That's just east of Stevens Point. And if you go there, Wisconsin Public Radio hosts Larry Mueller and Ben Marins will be broadcasting live from the Energy Fair on Friday the 15th. So you can come out and be a part of the audience and meet Larry and Ben on Friday, June 15th, kicking off the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair in the Stevens Point area.
It's only appropriate that they'd be at the Energy Fair. A couple of guys with a lot of energy.
Yeah, they
there.
Sure have it.
But, I was thinking, I think it's on our list, as a matter of fact. I was just checking. Yeah, we have edits on here. Page 11 of 20 pages
All
of
right.
stuff.
Yeah, let's go to Lucas in Itasca, Illinois. Hi, Lucas.
Hi, Joy and Gary. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Good to hear from Illinois.
Yeah. Well, I started in Madison this morning, so it's sort of a half fly, and listened on my phone. But anyway, of course, the Dane County Farmers Market is every Saturday all summer long, and as more vegetables come out, more people come out. But tomorrow, especially, the first Saturday in June each year, is Cows on the Concourse. And dairy farmers and dairy industry professionals from all over the state come and bring cows and expertise. So although the breakfast on the farm are a great thing for those in Madison, they can just come right to the square tomorrow, look for Cows on the Concourse. They can pet a live cow, ask any questions they want from dairy experts, and find out just about anything that's going on in the dairy industry today.
Thank you, Lucas, for reminding us of that. That's always a great event.
Yeah, and, you know, kids have such a good time because so many kids don't even get close to a cow anymore, and they usually bring in the little heifers.
Yeah, not every day you see a cow on the Capitol Square Concourse either.
No, that's right. A lot of other animals up in this area. But
let's go to Tim in Rusk County. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Joy and Gary.
Hey,
good morning.
Tim.
I know you mentioned the National Trails Day, which is tomorrow, but the next day, on
on the 3rd is open house day for all Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Recreation Areas.
Yeah, we just kind of passed. We mentioned but didn't go into detail.
Right.
Are you going to be going to one of them, Tim?
A bunch of us are. I work for the state parks, and quite a few of them have special events going on the open house days. So I know Lake Wissota's got an open house event. Losha Cree is doing a ribbon cutting on their new stairway to the top of the mound. So anywhere you are in the state, go to a state park on Sunday and get in free and enjoy. And then the rest of the summer is kind of open as well.
And Wisconsin has some incredible state parks, and you know, and some of them are kind of out of the way that you don't get to. But boy, you know, go to the Google Wisconsin State Parks, and you can be busy all summer.
Oh, it's thank you so much, Tim, for reminding us of the open house for Wisconsin State Parks. All of the state parks are free on Sunday, June 3rd. It is it also a free fishing weekend in Wisconsin this weekend. And as you mentioned, Saturday, June 2nd is National Trails Day, which means there's no fee to use the DNR-managed state trails either. So what a great weekend to get out and have fun in the out-of-doors. I love state parks, and it was my mission to visit a new state park every single summer.
Great.
And I think I will revive that goal this summer.
There's some good ones, like Trempealeau, you know, if you ever get up to the northwest, and Wildcat Mountain is out
That's
there.
That's the one I want, Wildcat Mountain. I have not been there, and I really want to get to a Wildcat Mountain, among many others.
Yeah, some really
love
good
state
ones.
Parks. Thank you, Tim. Jim and Cable is with us next. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, good morning. Next week, Saturday, over the lunch hour, there's going to be a history presentation at Redberry Books and the Rivers Eatery in downtown Cable, or maybe it's uptown Cable. But it's in conjunction with a book launch for a book called The Treasure of Nemacogin, and there will be lumberjack snacks provided by our best cook in the area.
What is a lumberjack snack?
What are those lumberjack snack on?
One chapter in the book is called Blackjacks, Flapjacks, and Yellowjack. And those are three of the staples eaten by the lumberjacks back in the olden days. Flapjacks, we know. Yellowjack is cornbread, and blackjack is molasses cake.
All right.
And those are three things the cook could make without, they were all batter bread kind of thing. But anyway, that's some of the snacks that are going to be there. There'll be a slide presentation and then a field trip to walk through an abandoned lumber camp that was actually abandoned probably before the train got here in 1880.
Wow.
And you can actually stand right where the lumberjacks slept, where their bunks would have been located, and you can see remains of the old cook stove where the camp cooked everything up. And it's at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes till 1, and it's at Redberry Books in downtown Cable.
Thank you
much,
Jim. That sounds fascinating, and thanks for teaching us about lumberjack food.
Yeah, and you know, and if you want to see a great lumberjack camp, they have one up there in Eau Claire. The Lumberjack Museum is up there, and it's really recreated really well.
We have just a minute to go, Gary. I know you also were excited about the Milwaukee Museum Mile.
Yeah, the Milwaukee has kind of put together some museums that have been there for a while that people often don't get to see, and they've called it the Milwaukee Museum Mile, and it kind of goes from the lighthouse, which is a beautiful lighthouse. A lot of people don't know there's a great lighthouse in Milwaukee, and it kind of strings from there down to the Charles Alice Museum. It goes over to Villa Terrace, which overlooks the lake. There's the Jewish Museum there, and it goes all the way down. It's actually about 2 miles, I believe, but it's great. And we were over and did that. May and I did that a couple weeks ago, and it's really well worth doing. All those little museums are beautiful.
So many things to do. I'm looking forward to all of them. Gary, have fun in June.
Thank you. You too.
Gary Knowles is a travel writer and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Thanks to Naya Mukherjee and to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.